By the end of the rebellion, thousands of the Sioux were imprisoned by the Union Army. General Pope convened a series of military trials that condemned 303 of the Sioux men to death. He then turned to Lincoln for approval.
Now, Lincoln, who doesn't like Indians very much anyway, is prepared to give the Minnesotans a blood sacrifice of Sioux, but because of outside foreign influence, he doesn't want to be seen to hang 303 Sioux all at once, because they've only had trials lasting about 10 to 15 minutes. And so he decides he'll hang 39.
Lincoln as executioner. This is an image of America's secular saint that most Americans find deeply uncomfortable. And Lincoln's role in the story of the Sioux uprising has often been brushed under the historical carpet or explained away.
Now, his defenders say, what a nice man, he didn't hang 303. He only hangs 39, despite the fact that they hadn't had any fair trials.
Not defending Lincoln. I mean, what is he supposed to do? Is he supposed to eliminate all of the executions? Is he supposed to allow the Sioux that are deemed guilty of the uprising, is he supposed to send them free? I mean, he could do that. We would like him to do that. That would be political suicide.